い、じゃあナイス、はい、いいでしょうか。はい、今日はそうだね、はい、はい、はい、ではですね、はい、
okay.
お願いします。はい、2020年って東京で何かあります？知ってる人？
Okay, this is a really big question. Who's listening? Nobody. Who's listening? Okay, what is going to happen in Tokyo in the year 2020? Juna.
はい。
Olympic. Yay, it's a girl. That's right.
はい。日本で、オリンピックするんだけど、ある言葉が有名になりました。
The Olympics is gonna be in Japan!、
ね、
But because of that, there's one thing that became really, really popular. What was it?
知ってる人いる?
Anybody know?
おもてなし。
Ah, omotenashi. Do you know what that means? Omotenashi. Let's all say it together, okay? Ready? One, two, three. Omotenashi.
What does that
mean? Omotenashi. What does that mean?
Hospitality.
Omotenashi is a special Japanese word that means hospitality. We're going to really, really take good care of you.
日本に来ると日本の人はすごく親切で、おもてなしは上手だって言われてます。みんな感じますか?
Japanese people are really good at taking care of people. Do you feel like that? Like you go to the store and they wrap your stuff really pretty?
今日はね、3つの日本語をみんなに教えます。
So there's going to be three different things that Mons is going to teach us in Japanese. Are you ready?
1つはお土産。
お土産。Everybody say, ready? One, two, three. お土産。
はい、お土産何？
お土産。
お土産好きな人。
はい。Somebody raising hand, call on them. Tell us what's the お土産。
Present.
Yeah, present. But not just any present. It's a present from someplace usually. Okay.
Like birthday.
Birthday. Okay. じゃあもう一つ。次は。お返し。
Are you ready?
はい、
One, two, three. お返し。
お返し何？
お返し。
お返し何？
お返し。
お返しすると。
お返し。
お返し
すると。
Give it
back. Okay, that's right. When you give something back.
僕はね、日本の田舎で育ったから、ちょっとみんなとは違うかもしれないんだけど。
I really grew up in the countryside of Japan. Nothing was where I grew up.
誰かの家に行くときは必ずお土産を持っていくの。
When I went to someone's house, every single time I brought them some present. You guys, who does that? You guys do that? Okay, sometimes no, but he did all the time.
でもね、僕はしなくても、僕は嫌なんで、僕の両親は必ずします。
Well, to tell you the truth, maybe I didn't do it all the time. But my parents, they did it all the time.
それからでもね、物じゃなくてお金を持ってくる時ありますね。お金持ってる。
Sometimes it wasn't a present. Sometimes it was money.
で、日本では、僕の地方では2つ言葉があって、全返しと半返しってのがあります。
Okay.Where I grew up, there were two special words. Are you ready to say them? Okay, first,
dengaeshi.
Ready? One, two, three. Dengaeshi. And the second one is hangaeshi. Ready? One, two, three. Hangaeshi. What does that mean?
Dengaeshi ってのはもらっても、ちょっと後に何かの時に全部返さなくちゃいけないよね。
So, dengaeshi means you're going to give it all back.Somebody gives you something, money or something, and you're going to give it all back to them.
1万円もらったら次は1万円返さなくちゃいけない。
Wow! Somebody gives you $100, but then I have to give it all back.
半返しってのは1万円もらったら5000円ぐらい返せばいい。
半返し means if somebody gives me $100, I have to give half back. What's half of $100?
はい。
$50. So I get to keep 50 and I
gotta
give 50 away. Who likes to get stuff? Get presents.
お土産ね。はい。こんな感じじゃお返しが好きな人。
Who likes giving stuff back? Having
it. Not
because you want to, but you've got to.
はい。じゃあ聞きます。
I
私たちが神様に前に行くときにお土産を持っていく必要ありますか
Okay, I've got a question for you guys. But not everybody's listening, so I'm going to wait.、
はい、
Some people are talking、
はい、
instead of listening, so I'm going to wait. Are you ready to listen?
私たちが神様の前に行くときに何かお土産を持っていく必要ありますか
When we go before God, do we have to bring him something back? God gave us a lot of stuff. Do we have to bring something back? What do we have to bring back?
プレゼント必要どんなプレゼント
必要 God some present back? What do you think?
必要ないんだよ。
No, we don't have to bring anything back. We don't have to return any present back to God.
そのままで行くことはできるね。
We can go just the way that we are.
今日最後にみんなに覚えてほしい言葉です。
So there's one word that I want you guys to remember at the end.
そのままでいいんだよ。
You can come just as you are.
そのままでいいんだよ。
You can come,、come just as you are now.
Okay. 言える?せーの。そのままでいいんだよ。
Okay, English, ready? Come as you are now.
神様は私たちにがそのまま来ていいんだよ。お土産ないから神様に受けに行けないっていうんじゃないのね。
So God doesn't make us give him all back or half back. He doesn't make us give anything back.
そのままで今日の暗証聖句は先週と同じで。
And we're gonna have a memory verse from the Bible.
はい、いいでしょうか。じゃあまず私日本語で読みますね。一緒に読めるかな。
In Japanese. So if you can read the Japanese, please help me out. Okay.
せーの。しかし主はサムエルに仰せられた。彼の容貌や背の高さを見てはならない。私は彼を退けている。人が見るようには見ないからだ。人は上辺を見るが、主は心を見る。神様、私たちの心を見てくださいます。
Okay, are you ready to help me out? You didn't really help Masa too much in the Japanese. You guys notice that? I need a lot more help. Who's ready to help me? No one. Yay, we have one person. Taewin, I love you. Thank you. Okay, and Taewin and Zuri. Okay, everybody help me out, okay? One, two, three. First Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Okay, then
pray.
天のお父様、あなたは私たちの心だけを見てくださいました。ありがとうございます。
Father God, we came here that you look at our hearts and only our hearts.
私たちはこのままであなたの元に行けますから、ありがとうございます。
Thank you that we can go into your presence just as we are.
今週も本当にあなたの元に行ったとき、そのまま私たちを迎え入れてください。
And Father God, we just ask that when we go to you in prayer during this week, that you would receive us.
あなたの力をください。
Father God, give us the strength that we need.
あなたの愛を
Give us the love that we need.
あなたの平安をください。
And give us the peace that we need.
あなたの希望をください。
Give us the hope that we need.
イエス様の名前を通してお祈りします。
And we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Okay, good job. Okay, so you guys can go upstairs if you're in third grade or less.
Okay.
I'm second grade.
I'm second grade.
I'm in.
Anybody remember what's the series that we're in the middle of? So, Taewin, can you tell me the first thing? Draw near. Okay, that's right. Draw near. The second one is, anybody know? Hold fast. Taewin knows all of them. And the third one is, encourage more. Okay. Well,We started this series on Easter, and if you missed any of them, I would really encourage you to go to the Mitzvah webpage and listen. And I would also like to encourage you to do one more thing. I would really like every single person, even if you're really young or if you're really old, bring a little notebook to me. It's not that I have some great truth and wisdom to give you. I don't have anything wise and great truth to give to you. But I really believe from the bottom of my heart that God is here. And I believe with all my heart that God will not make this time a futile time and a time for nothing for every single person that enters the
church.
So please don't think, oh, it's just Barbara talking. Oh, it's just Mark talking. There's no one important. We are not anyone important. But God is important. And God has something for every single one of us to remember. But the truth is, we're going to forget. So I would really ask you from the bottom of my heart, please get yourself a little notebook, a little journal, pencil, a pen. Bring it and write down one small thing every week. You can take notes on the whole sermon if you want, but write down one small thing that God is telling you today. So last few weeks, Mas has talked about holding fast. So I want to think about with you today, how do we hold fast? Holding fast is really good. Holding fast means trusting God, having faith in God. And that's really easy to do when we're having a good day, yes? How many of you today are having a bad day? How many of you ever this week, last week, did you have any bad day? Did you have any bad or sad moments in those days? Did anything happen that you didn't expect? Then do we hold fast to God? Do we trust God to steer our lives? Or do we push Him over and say, well, I'm not steering for a while now?
Matthew
14 talks about when Jesus is having a bad day. He's not just having a bad day, he's having a really bad day. What kind of day was Jesus having? That day, people had told him that John the Baptist had died.
洗礼者のヨハネが亡くなったということをイエス様は知らせたんですね。
He didn't just die, he was killed.
殺されたんですね。殺されたという知らせを聞いたんです。
He wasn't just killed, but his head was chopped off and the head was brought to the king on a platter. And his disciples buried just his body without his head.
ヨハネの弟子たちはただ
Now, John the Baptist was not just the person who had baptized
ないんですね。ただイエス様を洗礼したようなと。
John the Baptist was not just a person
who helped
Jesus actually begin his ministry.
伝道の生活、宣教生活を始めただけではなくて、洗礼者のヨハネは
John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin.
イエス様のいとこだったっていう。
Someone Jesus loved.
自分の本当にイエス様を愛している人が殺されたんですね。
イエス様がも
う一緒に働いた仲間をですね、失ったということなんですね。その人は死んじゃったということを知らされた時にどうでしょうか、ね、
so、Jesus went away to be alone.
一人でいたくて、一人で、一人道を進んでいきました。
And though he went to be alone,
彼は一人に行ったんだけど、でも一人になられても何百人何千人の人たちがイエス様についていってしまったのね。
Now, today's Mother's Day,
今日は母の日ですから。
And a lot of moms know what that feels like.
で、多くの奥さんたちは多分お母さんたち
が分かるんですね。もう一人でいたいのに、ね、
トイレでも一人で、もうトイレで2分でもいいから一人でいたい。
2分
でいいから一人でいたい。と思うときもなかなかできないことをお母さんたちはよくこの。
お母さん。And then it says that the disciples came to where Jesus was. And the disciples say, you know, this is just going too far.
You've
got to send the crowds away so that they buy something to
eat.
And Jesus looks at them.
イエス様はですね、弟子たちをこう見て、あなたたち見られるんですけど。
And Jesus says,
イエス様はこう言われました。
You give them something to eat.
あなたたちが彼らに食事をあげなさいってイエス様は弟子たちに言われたんです。
So the disciples bring a tiny bit of food.
彼らは本当に少ない食事をイエス様に持ってきました。
You guys are always so amazing. Can you guys help me? What did they bring?
彼らはね、何を持ってきました？
弟子たちは。Okay, they brought bread. Does anybody remember how many loaves of bread? Anybody remember? Okay, Paywin remembers. Any of the kids remember? Okay, and so Rachel, how many?
Five.
Okay, five loaves of bread. And what, anything else? Okay, Juna? Fish. Okay, and how many fish? Anybody remember how many fish it was? Okay, we've got some parents, but go ahead. Oh, close. One down.Go ahead, Mia, tell me again. Two, that's right. Good job. You guys are amazing. Yes, that's right. Five loaves and two fish.
And
Jesus took them, and he gave thanks. And he gave them to more than 5,000 people. Lots more. 5,000 men.
Lots more than 5,000 men.
Plus all the women and all the kids.
5,000 人プラス男性、女性、子供たちがもっとも多くの写真ました。
Now, if you had just participated in something like that, how would you feel?
皆さんもしですね、その場にいて、それを見てたらどうしますか?
Little bit of bread and these two little fish, and I went around and I fed all these people. How would you feel if you actually saw that happen and you were part of it?
実際にそれを配ってたらどういうふうに思いますか?
Well, the first thing I think is I'd be really excited.
Wow,
I
mean, this is cool.
But this is above the top. This is really cool.But I also would have been tired.
でもね、やってるうちにね、もう疲れた。もうイエス様はそんな五千人も
来ない。I mean, we see 50 people at Mizpah, and it's a lot of work.
50人ぐらいの就職ですけどもね、それよりもっともっと多いんですよ。
So, without a doubt, the disciples would have been tired.
きっと疲れたと思います。必ず疲れた。
So it says that Jesus
forced
them into a boat and sent them off on their way.
弟子たちは疲れた。もうあなたたちは船に乗ってどっか行きなさいっていうふうに。
And Jesus dismissed the crowd, and then finally he was alone. Finally, after all that, he could do what he went to do.
やっともう弟子たちにも行かせて、群衆も解散して、やっと
And when he was alone, he
prayed.
And it doesn't say, but Jesus probably prayed about what happened to John the Baptist. So that's what he said he prayed about to begin with.
It
was a bad day.
And
so he held fast.
Even
though nothing was going the way he expected or the way he
wanted,
he held fast. So meanwhile, I want you to think about the disciples in the boat.
でもその時に船の弟子たちはどうだったと思いますか？
弟子たちは。The Gospel of Matthew tells us that they had gone quite far away.
だいぶ船でこういう湖の向こうに行ってたと、まだ書いてあります。
But the wind was against them, so they couldn't go very fast.
嵐が起こって波が強くてなかなか遠くまで漕げなかったと言います。
And then it says it was the fourth watch of the night.
そして僕は。
Fourth watch.
Fourth watch. なんだろうね。何ですか。
Anybody know what that is? Fourth watch of the night?
Fourth watch.
Okay, there were four watches when people would look out for danger.
はい。
The night was divided into four parts. Okay, and so the fourth one was one fourth of the night. So it was probably somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning. So they got into the boat right when it was getting dark.
And
now it's 3, somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning. So in other words, a lot of time has passed. Now, the disciples were in a little boat. And the wind was against them, so it was difficult. But it wasn't really so hard for them because they were fishermen. They wouldn't have had to think so much about rowing the boat. So they're all stuck in this boat for a long time with nothing to do. So what do you think they were doing? Well, I don't really know, but I can tell you what I would have been doing.
わかんないんですけど、自分だったらこうするってことは想像できます。私だったらきっとこうする。
I would have been thinking about what I just saw.What I saw before I got on this small little boat.
何かといったら船に乗る前にイエス様と僕が何をしてくださったこと
を覚えてますね。5,000人の人、1万人の人たちの人に食事を与えた。たった
パン5つと魚2匹から起こったこと、あれって何なんだろうって自分の頭で繰り返し、その奇跡というようなことを覚えてたと思うんですね。
What is the one question that you would ask?
皆さん、これを神様に、イエス様に求めて、どんな質問をすると思いますか？
Who is this Jesus?
このあんなことをするイエス様って一体、本当に何者なんだろう？
Who in the world have we been hanging out with?
このイエス様ずっと何年か私は言うけど、どんな人となんだろう？
Who have I been following?
一体私は従ってきたこのイエス様ってどんな人なんだろう？
So we come to the passage that we're going to look at today.
今日そのところを見ていきたいと思います。
Hopefully we can work the PowerPoint.
Okay. So we're going to read the continuance of Matthew 14.
And
in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He is Jesus. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear.
イエスは湖を歩いて弟子たちのところに行かれた。弟子たちはイエスが湖上を歩いておられるのを見て、幽霊だと言って怯え、恐怖のあまり叫び声を上げた。
So it says they were scared.
分かったんですね。幽霊だと思って怖いんですよ。見た
ことないけどね。They screamed.
僕は、怖い、幽霊だ。
They thought they were going to die.
もうダメだ、これでやられちゃうなんて思った。
It's not just a friendly ghost. Oh, hi!
かわいい幽霊じゃないんですよね。怖い幽霊ですね。
They thought they were going to die.
死んじゃうと思うぐらい恐れる幽霊だったんですね。
So Jesus responds to them.
イエス様はこのように答えます。
But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Have courage. It is I. Do not be afraid."
彼はこう言います。イエスはすぐに彼らに話しかけた。安心しなさい。私だ。恐れることはない。
So what does Jesus say to them first?
彼らに言ったことは最初の言葉は何でしたか？それは
This word that says have courage means have confidence and be firm in your purpose. Don't let anything steer you away.
本当に心配せずに自分の中にいろんな心の波があってもそれによって心を盗まれることはしっかり立ちなさいという意味を持っています。
No matter what comes in your way, keep going to where you're supposed to be going.
自分の行く道を安心して行きなさいという意味を持っています。
So even when there's danger, Jesus is telling them,
本当に危険な時があっても、
fast.
大変なところを取っても諦めずに進みなさいとイエスは私たちに語
られています
。違う言葉で言ったならば、気をつけなさい、頑張りなさいという意味ですね。
他に言い方したら、calm down and don't lose your mind。
本当に心を失わずにしっかりと目を向けなさいという意味でやってるかもしれません。
Another way he might say
it is, 言い方だったら、
trust God。
神様を信頼しなさいという言葉かもしれません。
And then let's look at how he continues.
そしてこのように続きましてどうでしょう。
He says, "It is I."
私だよ、私だよ。
So what is he saying here?
どうでしょう、私だよっていうのはどういうことでしょう。
He's not just saying, "Oh, guys, don't worry, it's me."
みんな心配しないよ、俺だからね、心配しないでって言ってるんでしょうか。
You know, sometimes when I'm sleeping at night and it's dark and Max comes home really late, I hear something downstairs.
私が寝てて、一人で寝てて、通訳者はですね、遅く帰ってきた時にですね、ドアを開けた人ちょっと心配します。
I say, Mark, is that you?
あなた誰なの、ちょっと怖いとか言って
る。And he goes, yeah, oh, don't worry, honey, it's just me.
心配しないで、私だからっていうふうに言ってくれるんだけど、でも、
so is that what Jesus
そんな感じでイエス様はこのように渡せよって言ったんでしょうか。
He's saying that, but he is saying so much more than that.
それだけじゃないんですね。イエス様が言ってるのは、
Jesus is saying the name of the God.The Almighty Creator God of the Old Testament.
ね、私だっていうのはこの名前はですね、旧約聖書の全能者の名前、神だっていうふうに言ってるんです。ことなんです。
Jesus is telling them, it's not just Jesus. It's just not just this human person.
人間のだったらイエスだけではなくて、イエスが言ってるのは、弟子に言ったのは、
I'm God.
私は神であるから心配するなという意味を持っている。
And then he says, "That's why you don't need to be afraid." And he gives them a command. Thing that Jesus says and done, Jesus has answered their question. They were asking, "Who is this Jesus?"
あのイエス様は何者だろう、あの奇跡というか中で誰だと思った時にイエス様はここで彼らの質問に答えてくださった。
And Jesus comes along.
イエス様は一人でやってこられて、
walking on the water.
湖を歩いてくださってこられて、
and he says to them.
彼らに言うんですね。
Have courage.
勇気を持ちなさい。安心しなさい。
I'm God.
私は神であるから。
And then the passage continues.
And Peter answering him, he said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come on the water.
ペテロが答えた、主よ、あなたでしたら私たちに命令して水の上を歩いてそちらに行かせてください。